cutting you off. I'm saying this is very interesting.
Well, it's recording now.
Okay. What were you
so
saying?
So even in new build houses in Japan, the sort of like dining area is still like a floor space. So you see, there's seats sort of in dug into the floor that you sit down on. So basically, because all the furniture is quite low, people have to use their muscles getting up and in and down into the into furniture. So they stay quite flexible throughout their lives.
How do you know this?
I was watching a YouTube video so about Japan. Say,
had sex with an old Japanese woman.
And she told me. Yep. Still got it.
Well, I don't have a bed, so maybe I'll be really flexible in old age.
Oh, so
just
boring.
Like the Japanese.
All right, go on. Tell us the bed saga.
I don't have a bed.
What are you sleeping on?
A mattress on the floor.
Yeah, old school. That's good for you because you have to use,
well,
you have to get up and out.
Yes,
yeah,
up and out like an old Japanese lady.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I think you should
good.
Keep it.
I have allergies. I'm just surrounded by dust.
I'll tell you who does good low beds.
Who?
Muji.
I don't want a Muji. I've ordered a bed.
Yeah,
I ordered
but I
it
think,
a month ago and it said it'd be 5 days.
I think if they're still not giving it to you, I think you cancel the order, cancel it on your credit card or whatever you paid for it on, and say, I want my money back.
Well, this is the problem. They keep saying, just wait. They're like, I'm like, what's happening? And they say, we don't know. So don't. You just have to wait. And then I called them and I got angry. And then they said, please don't swear. And then I felt bad because I sweared.
I want to know what they've said. I don't trust you.
They said.
No, I told you I don't trust you. So why are you telling me?
I don't know what to do.
Well, show me the emails.
Okay, fine.
Bit of dead air there for you while we look for emails from maid.com. Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? She's crying about her bed. Straight into it this week. I think, yeah, I don't understand why you're... Like, you're angry about it, obviously. You have every right to be.
I'm very angry.
But you should have just cancelled the order and got a bed from somewhere else.
No, because all beds take a long time.
No, they don't.
And so if you... And then if I order somewhere else, then that's going to take even longer. So I can
no,
cancel this, but it might be arriving tomorrow.
No, some beds arrive the next day.
What beds?
Well, if you buy a flat pack bed, you can get one from IKEA.
So, I ordered it on the 7th of May. Bed. Estimated dispatch.
okay. Let me just. Should you give it to me?
Estimated dispatch.
Yeah.
Within 5 working days on the 7th of May.
Yeah.
What day is it today?
Don't know.
Third of June. The third of June. That's nearly a month. Hmm. Much more than 5 days.
Well, they've covered
probably
their backs.
Four times 5 days. Maybe they've, five they've, times five
no,
days.
I just want to know what they've said after you've complained.
Okay. Then I complained. And then they said a lady called Silvana replied.
I think
it's
that's
not
a made-up
personal.
Name.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I called and then another woman, I said, what's her name? She said, her name's Bentley. And then I was like, part of me was like, that's not... And then I was like, I wanted to say, I don't think that's a real name, but then I didn't want to hurt her in case that was her
in
name.
In case that was her real name, yeah. Quite, so, there's a lot of different names.
But Silvana and Bentley, like... So look,
shout out to Silvana
quite,
and Bentley at maid.com.
No, not shout out.
No, sorry.
So this is...
So here we go, here's another email.
Hi, this is... No, wait. So this is how it starts. So I said... I just deleted it.
Why did you delete it?
No, here we go. Hi, I said, this is not good enough. It is much beyond the date suggested, or you would never have bought it as we need it tomorrow. We have been duped and lied to. Please solve this immediately. Harriet, no kisses.
Yeah, and the reply.
I didn't realise I was so strong in my email.
Very
I said,
strong.
Duped, lied to, much beyond the date. Hi, Harriet. Thanks for your email and for shopping with us. We're sorry your item is currently delayed in shopping until your order arrives in the UK. There's not much we can do to speed up the process. Occasionally, we get lucky and our products come through quicker, but we usually stick to the date we originally quoted. We don't like to rush our manufacturers because we want every product to reflect our dedication to quality and design. As soon as it arrives, we'll let you know.
It's on a boat, isn't it?
It's not on a boat. It hasn't even left the warehouse.
Yeah, but from overseas, it says.
And then they said, we'll give you a £20 voucher. And I said, we don't want a £20 voucher. We'll not be buying from you again. We'll be sleeping on the floor as from tomorrow until the bed arrives. When will it arrive?
They've just said they don't know.
Yes, but I'm asking them to tell me when.
But they just said they don't know.
See,
you've already answered that question.
I understand it's taking a long time, but I assure you that we're doing everything we can to dispatch it. I've contacted the warehouse and they said there is no time frame.
So why didn't you cancel your order?
What?
Why didn't you cancel your order?
Because I'm waiting it for it to arrive.
It's not going to arrive. Just assume it's not.
Why? But they could have said to me it's not going to arrive, but they said, okay, oh, right, look, just wait
it
and
might,
see.
But you don't know when it's going to arrive, so why don't you cancel it and just buy a bed? I don't understand
because
why you're doing this.
That might take another... They could say that's within 5 days.
You can pick up a bed
later,
now.
Where from?
IKEA. They do flat pack beds. They have them in store.
Why are you shouting at me?
Because you're making me angry.
I have not been sleeping very well.
Why?
Because I'm on the floor with all the dust, and so I've had to get an air polyflyer. Yeah. Not... wait, an air...
A fan
for the air
purifier.
I'm very tired, and
so you're waiting for this compensation now.
Yes,
I don't like this story. It's just really complicated.
I'm so sorry.
It's just really complicated. It's just like,
sorry that my life
I would
is
tell
too
you,
complicated
I'd tell you
for
what
you.
I'd do in your shoes.
Okay,
I would cancel the order and I'd buy a bed. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
Why not?
Because I've just been sleeping on the floor for ages.
I don't care what happened in the past. I'm dealing with it now, aren't I?
But where am I going to get a bed from? I had an IKEA bed before and it broke within like 2 years.
Well, I'll get a different bed then.
Where from?
I don't know. There's beds are everywhere. I mean, what is going on? Oh. If you go to the Marriott website, they actually sell their bed there.
Marriott, the hotel?
Yeah. So do Premier Inn.
I don't want an old hotel bed.
No, not an old one. They tell you the ones they use, everyone's... which are really nice. I said it, Bremer, and the mattresses are absolutely first class. Stop looking at me like that. I'm just saying you've got so many options, but you're sticking with... You're just...
I don't have any options. I feel absolutely
stuck. Stop saying you don't have any options. Just go and buy a bed.
But then I will have two beds.
No, you cancel the order with them.
I don't know how to cancel it.
Well, you've emailed them with a lot of other stuff.
I know. Well, I have to call them then, I guess. But I just want them to do something about it. I want them to fix the problem, not me. Why am I responsible?
But they've said they've completely messed up. They don't know what's happening and when the bed's coming.
I hate them so much.
Okay.
I wish they'd be better.
Well, I think the best thing you can do if you hate them is to give them your money and wait for a bed. Harriet.
Also, Grumpy Cat died.
Yeah, well, that's a different issue. I mean, I should be honest. It's sad, obviously, that the cat died, but...
The cat, you don't even call it Grumpy Cat, you just say the cat.
It's a shame. It's a famous cat. But think about all the other cats that die without, you know, people being sad about them.
Yeah, but they're like not emotional, so I don't know.
Cats?
Yeah, but other cats who die who aren't Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
You can't connect with them because they haven't got the emotion. Grumpy Cat's famous because
but
Grumpy Cat
it's portraying something that humans were related to.
What we're doing with Grumpy Cat is projecting our own emotions onto Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat's just a cat.
You don't know. It was shoved into the limelight by its owners. It might be miserable.
It has
and
no
idea. And we're all
idea.
Going like, oh my God, that's not right.
You're grumpy. I know you're grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
You are very grumpy person.
When am I? You're grumpy a lot.
You're grumpy actually right now. You're grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
Elliot, would you say Sunil's grumpy?
I'd say the two of you are in a mood today. I don't know what this
is. I'm not in a mood. I'm having a nice time.
What do you think I should do about my bed?
I think you should... I don't think you should get a Premier Inn one because it'd be creepy. If I went to someone's house and I found out...
Well.
It's not second hand.
No, I know it's not second hand.
All right.
But if someone said like... These are the beds they have in Premier Inn.
Well, they're the same mattresses.
Like, that's really weird.
But they're the same mattresses the Queen uses, the same manufacturer.
The Premier Inn and the Queen do not have the same mattresses.
Yeah, their mattresses are made by Hipmore.
Why do you know so much about mattresses?
I bought a mattress.
On, Japanese people are sleeping on. Why?
Because I did
so
it. When I bought a mattress, I did like 2 days of full research into it.
Why?
Now you're using
because I wanted a good mattress. What?
You're just boasting. How you're better. If you'd ordered a bed, your bed would be here.
I ordered a mattress. Do you know how long it took to come? 18 hours. The bed took 2 weeks. The bed took two weeks, and then they built it in my bedroom.
Who did?
Warren Evans. Gone under now. But they were a good company when they were around.
Didn't sound like it.
They're selling their beds too cheap, if anything. I got a half price, fully full wood bed. There's lots of options, I'm saying.
I feel stuck. I feel like I don't have a single option, and I feel alone.
Fine. I think it's because you enjoy feeling that.
I don't enjoy it.
Whatever you think you... Like, you've chosen to feel like this and to be in this situation. This is on you.
How is it? I ordered it to be prepared.
Yep.
2 weeks before we left, it said 5 days. And I'll order it two weeks early to be prepared.
And things went wrong, and yet you haven't deviated from that plan.
I've tweeted them. I've called them.
Yep.
I've spoken to Silvana.
Yeah, you've done a lot, but they've said that nothing's changing. The bed's still not here. You don't know when it's coming. They don't know when it's coming. So what are you going to do about it?
Why is it up to me to sort it? I'm the consumer. I get things given to me.
Yeah, but if you don't get what you want, whose fault is it? Well, it's both of yours, really, because you've continued to give them money.
We're in a bad relationship.
Yeah, and you're refusing to walk away from it.
Yeah, I'm clinging on to a relationship.
Clinging on in the hope of redemption in some sort of way that where they'll accept they're wrong, they'll give you the bed, they'll give you compensation,
and they'll say
but nothing's actually happening.
Yeah.
And you are an adult with agency and you can do something.
I don't think I have agency.
You do. You have. Well, you can tell the credit card company to ask for your money back. Did you pay for it? Okay, well, you can't have that back. Well, you can email Maid and say, look, can I cancel the order, please?
Okay. But then where will I get a bed from?
Well, sort that out first.
Premier Inn.
No, there's lots of possibilities. You don't just have to. You don't just have to choose the first things that I say. You can like Google bed. Start there, figure out what a bed is, and then you can choose where to buy it from and what the delivery timescales are. And then you can choose
I think
one.
You're being very patronising.
Well, I think you're not listening.
I've done all these things before.
You haven't though, have you?
I found the bed in the first place. I went on Best Beds, and they recommended the best beds, and they said this was one of the top 8 beds of the year.
The bed makes no difference. It's the mattress that makes a difference. The bed is just a frame for the mattress to be on.
This is so boring for everyone listening. You have made this boring.
All right, would you tell them about Pigstock?
We went to a festival called Pigstock.
How'd it
go?
There
were no pigs.
Not a single pig? How many sheep were there?
So many sheep everywhere.
And goats.
It was a farm called the Big Sheep.
Why was it?
I don't know, Elliot. We didn't ask either.
I went on a roller coaster alone because no one would go on it with me.
There was a roller coaster?
Yeah.
There's a small theme park called the Big Sheep down in Devon.
Yeah.
Very sweet little park.
Very sweet.
We had an ice cream. You didn't because you're vegan.
The problem was we left at 8 a.m. to go to North Devon. So that's very early to leave. What time do we get there? Like around...
Half one.
And then we walked in expecting there was going to be a big gig. And we walked in, we thought, oh, it must not have started yet. Because we walked into this like arena and there were some people chatting. So I went, hey, how's everyone doing? Is everyone all right? And they went, and then everyone went, shush, shush. Because the gig was already happening. And I didn't realise the gig had started because there were so few people there that I assumed it was just people chatting.
Hmm. What do you mean the gig had started? Like, was someone else on stage?
The gig
yeah,
was
someone
in,
was on stage. She didn't notice. She just wandered
just
right in,
was,
screaming her head off. Just waving at everyone. And then, yeah, so it was in a big sheep sort of showroom. So where they show off the best sheep. There was a sheepdog trial going on outside and a band.
Johnny Cash tribute act was singing Ring of Fire repeatedly outside the venue. And goats were bleating loudly, actually. You don't realise how loudly they bleep.
And despite it all, I had a lovely time.
Sunil, what one did you stand on? You stood on one of the sheep.
So behind you, there's a podium of different sheep breeds with their name tags, and then they put the right sheep in that spot so you know what it is. And so, yeah, the Scottish blackface.
You were Scottish blackface.
Yeah. So I just stood on the podium. It was just a very nice... People were very happy that we were there. The people that were happy we were there, but there weren't many people there. I mean, I reckon comfortably that place could have seated 500.
And there were 8?
8.
And one of them was a baby.
Baby left.
That's still a person. That's all right.
Did not enjoy it. Started crying.
So you lost the baby and its father.
I lost
you
the
had
baby and
out.
The father, yeah. But then the father heckled you and said, be funnier. So.
No, the father heckled me and said, oh, he just said, oh, a bit awkward. Yeah,
God, that's the worst kind of heckle.
Fair enough, mate, yeah.
But it was a lovely place. I think the problem was there was some confusion. You had to pay to come in. And then because the problem was all the people had kids. And so then it was 18 plus just in there.
Or
so
the absolute filth that Harriet comes out with.
Or the filth, yeah.
So it was cutting an already smaller number down.
Down to a smaller number.
But
lovely day out.
Lovely day out, yeah. We had some crisps. There wasn't many vegan options.
You're making
options.
It sound terrible.
All the sandwiches had cheese in.
Everyone was very nice.
Everyone was very nice.
I think someone said as we left, they said, thank you for coming. No one ever comes down here.
That was sad. That was a sad moment, yeah. That was sad. Bobby was annoyed. Bobby said he wanted to set up his own rival festival called Dogstock and he was going to make Tom, that organised it, perform at Dogstock in the garden just to a load of dogs.
Oh, and then put me in a wicker man and burn it.
Put you in a wicker man and burn you, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Seems so like anyone can just set up a festival these days.
They can. Maybe we should.
I mean, what is a festival? Isn't there?
What is a festival?
It's just like a field with a ticket in it.
Yeah. If you have more than one show on next to each other.
Okay, but I'm thinking about buying a campsite.
He took his glasses off of that.
Can you call it Sunil's campsite and a picture of you smiling on the picture?
Yeah.
Big flag.
Yeah, big flag.
Big flag.
With my face on it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to put faces on flags.
Why? Break the rules.
Okay.
That's how you get ahead in business. Rules are there to be
broken.
By
breaking all the business rules.
Yeah. Why can't you put a face on a flag?
I just didn't think it was a normal... That's not what flags are. Flags are symbolic, right?
Oh, so they're not a
literal,
rule.
Aren't they? No.
Yeah, but it's you own the campsite. So it's like, oh, you need like a
symbols
a symbol. To,
about my like family arms.
What symbol would you have?
My family's crest of arms.
Your family has a crest of arms?
No, but you can make one, can't you? The Patel family's crest of arms. I bet there's a Patel crest of arms. Because you can just get them commissioned. You can get them commissioned, I think, and some lad will make up a arms for you. Hmm. What's the...
Why setting up a campsite?
I just quite like the idea of having a campsite.
But what does it mean to have a campsite? Do you mean you're going to own a field and
own
then
a field,
people you
and
can
then
camp
I'll be it? Like, all right, who wants to go to my campsite? 100 quid a night.
100 quid a night?
There's no shower or toilet, but you can just dig a hole in the ground. That kind of vibe, you know?
That's how you get, like...
I like to own a bit of land, you know, just in case it comes to it, then I can go and hide there.
Okay.
And with my go bag. You got a go bag, Elliot?
What's a go bag? Is that like if you need to immediately leave?
Exactly.
It's got some bit of food,
cash,
energy
guns,
bars,
food.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is a Patel crest of arms. So Patel apparently, the roots of the Patel surname reach back to the language of the Viking settlers.
That's not true. That is not true.
Who populated the rugged shores of Scotland in the medieval era.
That is absolute... Okay, go on.
The Patel... Oh, and then it says, does Patel mean innkeeper? The Hindu name originally translated as headman or village chief.
Village shit.
Village shit chief.
It can also mean farmer from the Gujarati word pat or patlik for the owner, tenant of a piece of land. Patel can also be a nickname meaning little head. Would it be ironic with you because you have a massive head?
I don't have a massive head. My head isn't actually that big.
Your head is massive.
Your head's massive. Your head doesn't even fit hats.
Oh, but mine's deceptively massive. People would
mine's
call
deceptively
head,
small,
like,
actually. Hats are quite small on my head
laugh.
At the top.
Yeah, because your head, you've got like a
well, no,
cone
it's
head.
Wider at the bottom. Yeah,
yeah, cone head.
Yeah, you've got a blockhead.
Someone said, why is the last name Patel so common?
It is in this country amongst Indians here, yeah. But I don't think it's hugely common in India.
Also, village. What is Patel Castle?
Have we got a castle?
It's just coming up with loads of questions about Patel.
Yeah. Do you want to just close that page off?
No, just keep looking.
But no, because we're doing the podcast, aren't we?
Yeah.
Please, Harriet?
Yeah.
Harriet?
Okay.
Just close it.
Yeah. I shut it. Yeah.
Shut it. I can see you haven't shut it. I'm sitting right next to you.
It was just very interesting. I just liked it when you were called Little Head.
No, but that's because it's the village chief, Little Head.
So the...
Because the village is little
and
you have a head
of it. Oh, I thought... Because
you've got a little head.
Because you've got a little head.
Okay, good stuff.
So you want Harriet to cancel her bed so that she has to stay in your little field?
It's a trick. It's a trick. You want me to live in your campsite?
You're right with hay fever and that?
Absolutely not. I have bad hay fever. Although I did. I went camping on Wednesday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
I went to... it was Bobby's birthday present. The surprise, which you absolutely ruined.
Me?
Yeah, because Bobby said, oh, we're going somewhere for a surprise. It's somewhere about animals. And you went, oh, you're going to that farm in Kent with the animals. And I was like, for fuck's sake.
I never said
why
that.
Would
yes,
you guess?
Did. You said, are you going
why
to that
guess?
Farm in Kent? Yeah, you did. And I was like...
I don't know
you
what that farm in Kent is.
You do.
Oh, you mean
yes.
The safari park?
Yes. And then I said, no, it's not the safari. What are you talking about, Sunil?
Yeah, but there was more to it than that. There was more clues that made me think it was that place. But,
yeah, but
I
then you
I was
said
just
it out loud
about.
And you ruined it.
Well, I didn't know that was where you were taking him.
That's where I took him, yeah.
What was it?
We stayed in a place with giraffes.
What's it called?
So it's called Port Lynn.
Oh, I don't know it then. How? I don't
you
even...
do know it. You said you're staying in that safari park in Kent. You said it and I remember where we were walking. I remember what you were wearing.
Walking where?
I remember what
where
you were
eating. Where were we walking? Where? Where? Tell me.
I just love the idea that you're always eating it.
Where was
you
it?
Were eating a flapjack.
Where was it? Tell me.
Coffee.
Where was it?
We were walking on the way to Museum of Comedy. We were walking down one of the back streets by the museum. And Bobby said, Harriet organised a surprise for my birthday. And you said, oh, you're going to that safari park.
No, that is not true. Absolutely Harriet, that is absolutely not true.
You are a little head. we went there and...
Where'd you go?
The safari park in Kent.
Yeah, but what's it called? Because I've never heard of... Port Lim. I've never heard of Port Lim.
You have. Well, then how did you know to ruin it?
Like, because I know there's a safari park in Kent.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's not that one. There's another one.
No. That's what it is.
Run by the Aspinall. The Aspinall
what
one.
It is. Run by the Aspinall Foundation. Yes. Anyway.
I think he's got two in Kent.
Yeah. One's Howlett's. One's Port
That's Lim. It. That's no, the one. No. That's the one.
Howlett's is the zoo. You knew.
That's what I thought.
You
knew. I didn't know.
You knew.
Fine. You believe what you want. You believe what you want.
I've seen the adverts on the tube. Anyway, we stayed in a giraffe enclosure. Yeah. Not enclosure, but like a safari park. But it was very cold. And very windy, and so then we were in the tent, and the tent was really like moving. I was like, I was concerned we weren't going to make
it. Was it your own tent or glamping?
Yeah, like a tent. Yeah. So then, but no, their tent. But then we had to have dinner with all the other people staying there. So that was very
all dressed up
for me, just like on a table.
Oh, in case you die.
What?
Allergic.
No, because I have to sit and talk to other people I don't know.
Do you have to wear like a gown?
No, why would you wear a gown in
dinner with the guests?
We were on safari.
Yeah, but in the old days, people used to take gowns everywhere, didn't they?
What?
But it's not set in the old days.
Oh, it feels like it is.
Why?
Like
giraffes, they're not extinct.
Dinner with all the guests. Okay, go on.
Yeah, well, that's what it felt
like. Was it buffet chips and that? Was it chips, pizza, sausages?
No, they had like... Actually, I had that for lunch. They had like a chickpea curry for the veggies.
Yeah, I didn't really want to know, but okay. That's, yeah.
Anyway, I had to sit with people I didn't know, and it was very nerve-wracking, but I handled it very well. Made them laugh.
Did you?
Stories? Yep, telling stories from my life.
Did you tell them you were famous?
Nope. Nobody asked what we did. We didn't say. They were very nice. We just told stories. I talked about my fact about the postman.
What's that?
Oh, about about how six postmen a day get bit by a dog. And then I said, but I'm worried. Is it all the same postman? Every day, because
yeah, they
just it. Go back.
Then that's a very nice little laugh.
Nice little in. Got in there. we were just like a normal couple. meeting people. Nobody knew. Just surrounded by giraffes. absolutely normal evening. Yeah.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Thank you. Yeah.
No tears though.
No, it was very cold, and then we watched three episodes of Chernobyl. That was quite intense. Yeah, I think there were tears there.
Is that good?
Very good.
Are there like two-headed animals there now and stuff?
What? We haven't got to that bit yet.
I don't know.
At the moment, it's just a lot of burnt flesh. Very sad.
I thought people were evacuated before it blew up.
This is the whole problem. Nobody
told them.
Reacted in the right way.
That's the problem with nuclear, isn't it? It's got a bad rep.
What? It deservedly.
Well, when it's not looked after, these things happen.
No, but they thought they were looking after it. This is the thing. This is the thing why it's very dangerous. I know you're a big fan of nuclear. We've had this discussion, and you think
on the podcast,
there should be Chernobyls everywhere. Yeah.
I don't think there should be Chernobyls everywhere.
We had a discussion on the way to dog stock pig stock about about this.
Yeah.
Big discussion.
Very pro-nuclear.
I know, very pro-nuclear. You just want nuclear bombs, nuclear energy. That's what you want.
Nuclear families.
Nuclear families.
Old school. Stick to what you know.
Bring it down to a campsite. Make sure it's just
bring
mum and
child.
Dad. Yeah.
What will you have on your campsite?
Nothing. It's wild, isn't it? It's like, oh, see the wilds. Do what you want.
Who are the wilds?
Yeah, it's another family.
Family locked up in a cage, yeah.
So people, there's nothing. So there's no difference in any other campsite.
Yeah, because I haven't done any maintenance to it whatsoever.
Sounds a bit shit.
But it's like camping wild in the woods.
Oh, it's
not like
a
field with
it's
like
not
a shower.
You want a wood?
Yeah, like a wood.
So it's not a campsite, really. It's a campsite.
Yeah, and then I'll secretly build a house there, and then they have to let me live there after 7 years if they don't find it. You know that, that's a rule. Planning wise,
who's they?
Council.
The council. You hide from the council.
I'll drive there. I'll put loads of leaves and branches over my car. And I live in my little hobbit house.
Well, I recently discovered what those things are. You know when they those suits were... was it you that taught me about them? Those suits that are covered in grass?
No.
And then you crawl around in them and you look like the ground.
Camouflage.
Yeah, but they're called a certain name.
Oh,
I see. They're specifically like the grass ones.
Yes,
the
grass. For like snipers and stuff.
Yeah, and then you look like the grass or a bush.
Is it a ghillie suit? Is that what it's called?
That's it, yeah. Oh, so you can get yourself a ghillie suit and then people won't see
you. Swear it for 7 years until planning permission comes in.
Put your face in the mud and then they won't see you.
Don't need to put my face in the mud, do I?
Yeah, because otherwise your face will stick out.
And if it was white.
Grass everywhere. No, if there's loads of grass and then a face.
Well, then it's just grass and then a mud face.
No, they'll see your face.
Okay, yeah.
You need to stick your face in the mud, so then your back. So then your back will be like a mound.
Isn't this how you infected your leg?
I think I infected my leg. Grassy mound.
What?
Sorry, I was talking about a grassy mound.
I think I got my leg infected in Amsterdam.
Oh, drugs.
Yeah, intravenous. Intravenous drug use through my calf.
Oh dear, glad it didn't go.
Good news about the leg though.
We went to a campsite. We went to Newquay when we were teenagers for the weekend, and we didn't plan anywhere to stay.
Horrible place.
And then we camped for one night in a campsite. But then we took down the tent the next day.
Yeah.
And we took it all down, and then we put it by the side of the car, and then I shut the door and drove off and forgot it. But then we had to go to reception of the campsite and say, sorry, have you seen a tent? And then they looked out the window and they were like, yeah, there's loads of tents. And we were like, no, but we've lost our tent, we don't have anywhere to stay. And they were like, we cannot help you and you need to leave the campsite immediately if you don't have a tent. Anyway, you need to be kinder to people that don't have tents or lose tents at your campsite, is what I'm trying to say. Because it was very stressful and they were not helpful. Like maid.com.
Where did you stay?
We stayed in this guy's van, and the van ran off vegetable oil. So it obviously broke down the next day.
Oh, that's awful.
Because it ran off vegetable oil. Get those types in Newquay. Although one of my friends stayed with a reasonably well-known DJ that she met at the Bikini Beach Day competition that we entered that night to try and get some drinks because we didn't have any money left or a tent.
Name the DJ.
I can't remember his name. I think he had one show on Radio 1 or something like a long time ago, but like late at night, not like well-known. But to us, he was very famous then at the age of 17. So she stayed with him. Me and Steenie stayed in the van on the cliff that ran off vegetable oil. But it broke down.
What a weekend.
And he said it doesn't usually happen, but you got the impression it does happen a lot. Anyway, your campsite will be better.
Yeah, I don't know why I mentioned the campsite.
I'm excited. You need a new adventure, you know. A new business plan.
New business venture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to advertise online?
It's only for people in the know, really.
Only people in the know. What people know about what?
About the campsite. So listeners of this podcast.
Yeah.
It's very exclusive.
I don't know if there's going to be many people at your podcast, at your campsite.
I'm just thinking about it at the moment.
Okay, just word of mouth.
I think campsites are good businesses.
Why?
Because, like, you don't have to do much.
Well, it's just a field. Are you going to provide anything?
What do you have to provide?
Well, there were giraffes at the one I went to.
I'll get a high-vis jacket.
For
manning the gate.
You're going to man the gate?
Yeah.
And one gate. Is it like closed up? Is it like a wall going around it, or like?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, no, not everyone. You can't just wander into it. It's got a fence and that.
Are you gonna have a toilet?
Fine, yeah.
Who's gonna clean it?
Well, the company I hire to clean it.
What about food? What if people get hungry?
Well, they sort themselves out. That's the joy of camping. You sell them sandwiches and stuff.
Like when I was camping, I absolutely panicked that I wasn't going to get any food.
Yeah.
And so I had to bring more food. I had to bring extra food with me because I just panic if I don't have food available. So people will panic and then they'll buy food.
But not many people eat at the campsite, do they?
Also, water. You could charge them extra for water.
You can't charge for water. It's illegal to charge for water.
What?
Use tap soda water. Stream, make it fizzy. And then you have to charge it.
But you have to give them running water.
Bring one soda stream.
But you have to give them running water for free.
No, why? In Ibiza, you don't. You go to a club, you have to pay €10.
Different rules. Yeah, if you ask for tap water, they have to give it to you legally.
Anywhere.
Yeah, well, in this country at least.
Is that true?
Yeah, because it's a basic human right. Access to, which is why, like,
I didn't know that.
If your water gets, if you get behind on your water bills, they can never cut you off. They're not allowed to.
So why is everyone paying for water?
Well, because it's the right thing to do.
But it's not, you don't have to.
Well, you'll still get charged for it and they can take you to court, but they can't cut it off.
Oh, but they can arrest you.
Whereas gas and electricity, they can cut off.
Interesting.
They can't arrest you. I don't think you'd be arrested for it. But.
anyway, your leg, what's the
fine.
Update?
Well, we did the vein update in the last episode.
We did the vein update, yeah.
So just deciding whether to do the operation, really.
Got to make a big decision.
Mm.
Are there risks of death?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, you're under general anaesthetic, so you might die.
So you might die out of vanity because you don't want a big vein on your leg.
It's not vanity.
You're going to be like Kanye's mum who died getting a butt implant.
No, because the doctor said, I don't think you should get this butt implant. And she was like, please, can I have
she
it?
She said please to the doctor.
Well, I don't know what she insisted on it. But also there's a nerve near it. If that gets damaged, there's a chance I might get tingly legs for the rest of my life.
The whole of your life, tingly legs?
Yeah. Tingly
I
leg.
Just don't do it. Why do you need to do it? We haven't seen a plus side yet, apart from your vanity.
Apart from the fact my leg's not healed.
But what's it got to do with the vein?
Because that's causing swelling in my leg that's causing the skin to not heal. Yeah.
Couldn't you just block it?
Yeah, that's what they do with the operation.
No,
they're
pulling it out, which is disgusting.
They're burning
it's
be
like that man they're that I saw on the mobility scooter on Streatham High Road, just clutching your vein as it continues to stay alive.
My friend wanted to be a surgeon and he's got quite sweaty palms, so they offered him a surgery to stop the sweaty palms where they cut a nerve in his wrist. But there's like a 5% chance that if they cut the wrong bit or if it doesn't quite work out, so it'll stop his palms being sweaty, but a part of his body randomly at any point the same size as that palm will just be really sweaty all the time. And
true,
and he'll get a lazy eye.
There's something in your wrist that makes that happen.
Yeah, 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 weirdly.
What would the worst place be to get an area that starts sweaty?
Nose. I just said that because I was looking at your face.
I was going to say butt.
Yeah, but you were talking about you having a sweaty butt earlier.
Shut up, Sam. Oh, my God.
You're saying it's really hot in here.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
didn't she, Elliot? She did say that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I'm so upset you don't care about Grumpy Cat dying.
I don't not care.
But do you know what Grumpy Cat died of?
Old age?
A UTI. She died spreading the message.
Oh, was it the women message? Everywhere. Right, right. Is that the message of women everywhere?
Yeah, that UTIs are serious.
Well, they are in
cats,
you
haven't
I
taken
imagine.
Mine seriously at all.
So what happened? She got an infection and it spread?
She got a bad UTI, like I had.
Yeah.
And she died.
Is yours gone now?
Yeah, it turned out it was just psychological and I just was peeing too much. They think they found a new
Let's
grumpy cat already.
That.
Is this the new grumpy cat feline who looks permanently enraged? Louis. Louis's not as catchy as grumpy cat, is it?
Do you reckon once you
That's
die,
outrageous.
They'll be like...
3 days later, they
Will we ever find another Harriet? And then they'll be like, oh yeah, there's another Harriet.
Three
there.
Days later, they'll find, is this another the new Harriet? Harriet?
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh yeah, she'll do.
That's so sad.
Is it? Which is why
that's what the world is.
You shouldn't waste your life without a proper bed.
Will you sort it out? Will you speak to them for me?
No, I'll just find you another bed to buy.
But that could take ages as well. I'm burned. I've been burned before.
You're making me so angry by saying the new bed might take longer.
It might take longer.
Elliot, please, chip in and say what she should do about the bed. Your own solution. What do you think she should do? I don't mind what the answer is. I'm not going to get angry.
Take the £20 voucher.
Yep.
Buy a single bed and then tell Bobby to sort the...
That's a very good idea.
I mean, like,
very
I'm done.
Good. I'm fine. Yeah, what's
then you've
Bobby
done
doing
literally
about this?
You've literally done, like, oh, I've got my half of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they offer you a different bed that's in stock?
That's what I've suggested.
And what did they say to that?
Oh, it doesn't work like that. What kind of operation is this?
You can't ask for a refund and then buy a new bed off them that they've got.
That's what I've said. They're emailing me, but I don't believe them. They said they'd email to me today. I have not received an email. They said they'd call. They didn't call. I called them.
They could be in real trouble, and you're the least of their concerns.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. I've tweeted them.
It's probably on a boat somewhere, isn't it?
No, it hasn't been dispatched. There's a problem with the warehouse.
I mean. Yeah, but which warehouse? Where? Overseas or here?
I think overseas, but now I feel bad because I don't want to promote because
maybe it's pirates have got it.
What do you think they've got my bed?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to put pressure on them because then I think, what if it's like child labour or something, and then me tweeting about it and putting pressure on them is making them make the children work harder.
I don't think they're... Okay, yeah.
But I mean, I hope it doesn't...
Why didn't you look into the child labour thing before you paid for the bed?
I should have done that. I wasn't paying attention. Now I feel bad that I'm encouraging the children to work harder. It's a sad story. I'm just going to read it
out. Okay, go on, sad story.
Wikipedia of Grumpy Cat. Tardar Sauce. That was her original name. April 4th, 2012 to May 14th, 2019.
Not bad innings, is it?
That's quite
short.
Oh, you'd right. be happy seven, if you lived seven for years. 7 years.
Are there cat years? Is that a thing?
Yeah, so it's what, 49?
Is it four?
You times it by... Well, dogs is seven, I think.
Oh, so I thought that cats were seven as well.
Her owner said, although she had a grumpy appearance and was called Grumpy Cat, 99% of the time she's just a regular cat.
She was always a regular cat.
Yeah.
In 2013, her owner took a leave of absence from her job at Red Lobster to manage Grumpy Cat's schedule. Well, her brother manages the website.
Oh, what's she going to do now?
I think they've made millions off her. Probably okay, just relax. Enough. But they're probably going to be always trying to make another Grumpy Cat.
Trying to find another sad animal.
Yeah.
Well, because that other cat, Snoopy the cat, died as well.
That's the one that looks like you, is it?
No, it's just a cat.
It's just the one that looks like you.
Snoopy.
Yeah. Snoopy the cat. Yeah.
What was it? Big dumb face.
Do Google it. It's uncanny how much they look alike. She died in the arms of her mummy, Tabitha, following complications for a urinary tract infection.
How must it feel to have a cat die in your arms?
Her death was announced 3 days later.
Powerful.
That's suspicious. Why do they keep it quiet for 3 days? What's happening?
Squeeze out the last coin. Get that money in.
Yeah, like maybe there's another couple of tweets they wanted to get out beforehand.
Oh, they're going to sell so much merch about the death of Grumpy Cat now.
Oh, like memorial plates.
Yeah, like Diana. Yeah. Don't tell Bobby.
Why? Oh, he'll be upset. The people's cat.
Is Grumpy Cat the people's cat?
I think it's the people's cat. We all can sympathise with the Grumpy Cat, you know, apart from you, who says you're not grumpy, even though you're the grumpiest person I know.
Am I the grumpiest person you know?
Yeah.
Don't think I am.
That was a grumpy thing to say. You can buy a Grumpuccino, an iced coffee beverage. They filed a lawsuit against Grenade
Harry,
Beverages.
You can't just read out stuff you read on the internet on this podcast. It's such a waste of people's time.
Why? People might be interested.
They can Google it themselves. You just Googled Grumpy Cat and you're reading out the results.
Fine.
Very grumpy. I don't know. You're just not going
to
speak now?
No, well, I've said what I've had to say. I've said a sad story. I feel genuinely sad. You don't care. You feel sad about anything?
I feel sad about your bed.
You don't?
No, I don't. But I don't know what else to say. I don't feel sad. I feel great. What have I got? What? You can't make... Those two things haven't made me feel sad.
You are sprawled right now like a king, I just like to say.
I don't know how else to say it.
That is mad. Absolutely mad. You are sprawled like Henry VIII. That is how you're sat right now.
There's just so much more space in this new house.
Yeah. You're adapted to your space. You're like one of those fish that
take
up the tank.
I'm manspreading in your own house.
You're growing. You're going to leave. You're going to be a foot taller.
Am I?
Yeah, like fish to take up the cage.
I would love
to.
No, I wouldn't like to be a foot taller. That'd be so too much.
You'd be intimidating if you're a foot taller.
No, I'd be like very gangly.
No, it would be like quite a presence.
Yeah.
Off-putting, maybe. I wish you were a foot smaller.
You wish I was under 5 foot.
You
wish I was 4'11".
I would be able to boss you around like nobody's business.
If I was a foot, how tall are you? 5'1".
Excuse me, 5'5".
Are you?
Nobody believes me. I'm 5'5". Everybody says it's not true. Bobby won't. I'm 5'5".
Elliot, how tall are you?
5'9½", I think.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Imagine if you were 4'11".
Yeah.
I think it would suit you. I think it would do you good, actually. I think it would take you down a peg or two. Yeah, I think it would be too big for your boots. I think it'd be good for you. Yeah.
Can we make it so the foot he loses is in his head, so he's a little head? He becomes like
a foot of
head. Little
head.
I think your head is around a foot.
So it'd be a tiny little head on the same
little
shoulders.
Golf ball head, yeah.
What's that?
My foot. I'm putting it up by your head. It's around the measure. Size. It's around the same size. If you get rid of your beard and your hair, it's around the same size as my foot.
Okay.
That is interesting.
Okay.
Is there something, because is your foot meant to be the size of your head?
No.
Is that a thing?
No. Yeah, well, isn't your foot the size of your palm to your elbow?
True. Because then my foot would be bigger, maybe.
No, my foot's not that big.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
true. Do tweet in if you know what a foot is. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we've covered it.
I mean, we've barely covered if you've cried or not, but you haven't.
Well, I've just been very... Actually, my tears have turned into anger.
Okay.
So...
That's it.
See you all soon. I'm just looking to see if I've got anything to promote. No.
Yeah, what have you got to advertise?
I'm coming to the end of my tour, but I'm adding some more dates in the autumn. But
I'm doing previews. I'll let you know.
Just let people know. Word of mouth at the campsite.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm telling people.
Fine.
The Albany in Great Portland Street. Very good 16th, venue. Tuesday the 16th of July with the Delightful Sausage.
I might come watch that.
That's not the sausage that's delightful. The group is called the Delightful Sausage. 14th of July, Sunday night at the Pleasance in North London.
Oh, maybe I'll come to that one.
You what?
I'm going to come watch one of your previews.
Okay. And then the 7th of July at the Camden Comedy Club.
Not good enough. Could be better.
Elliot, anything?
On the 13th, 14th of July, go to Loco Comedy Film Festival in London, the BFI.
Lovely.
Go see a collection of short films. Naughty. And one of them is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
The one directed by Stuart Laws, yeah.
What is your short film called?
It's called The Dates.
Can they see it before? Or they can only see it there? Okay.
It might be available anyway, but if you're around, go to
Better to see it at a festival.
Better to see it at the cinema.
Yes.
Because it's actually a better experience. You can have popcorn, big screen.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
Yeah. It's called the Intimate Something One.
Oh, where the festival is.
There's like a collection of short films, and that's what it's called. And also, I'd like a new bed. So if you want to give me
God, Elliot.
Why?
Because then you can have my old one.
But we've bought...
Imagine if I get a bed quicker than you.
Yeah, you can do. You can literally get that tram and go to IKEA now and get one.
Might.
Lovely. All the best, everyone. Bye.